What's going on, babe? Welcome to Evolved. My name is Coach Christine, women's online health and fitness coach, personal development junkie, and just an overall badass babe. My mission is to help women just like you who struggle with overwhelm in their health and fitness, want to get rid of the muffin top, ditch the binge eating, and get back under 200 pounds for good. On this podcast, I'll be dropping weekly episodes discussing a variety of topics, including mindset, self-worth, healing, relationships, health and fitness, to help you fit back into those jeans you've held on to for years. Wherever you are in your journey, babe, come as you are. The Badass Babe Squad is here to support. Now let's get into it. What's up, fam? Welcome back to another episode of Evolved, the Badass Babe Show. I'm your host, X-Teen, and today I want to talk to you about emotional eating, binge eating, if you will. This is something that I used to do big time, and then I would punish myself the next day with starvation and cardio. And it was this vicious cycle, and I'm going to talk to you about it a bit today. But this is where it stems from for me. It was very emotionally charged, and I still have it come up in me once in a while. Just earlier today, actually, I was upset with the dog for pissing on the floor, and I immediately wanted to eat something. So as I found myself getting agitated, if you listen to my last episode, like anger is something that I have suppressed in myself and made wrong in myself. And so when I don't allow myself to feel it, I want to shift my state. I want to disconnect. I want to do something else. I want a dopamine hit, maybe some serotonin, something to make me feel good because I don't want to sit with the anger. So I got angry. What I immediately comes up in my body, the blueprint, the pattern that I run is if I eat some food, I'm not talking like I'm hungry and I'm going to go eat a chicken salad. It was like, move, bitch, I'm coming for the peanut butter and Nutella. And no, I don't need a spoon because I'm just going to use Oreos to scoop it out. So this happened to me the other day too in the morning. One of the girls, I've got three daughters, but the two of them are nine. So they're a little bit more needy, we'll say. And one of the girls was getting a little bit feisty in the morning. And I just wanted to get them to school and on time and get productive with what I needed to do. This is emotional eating, binge eating. And if you're lucky like I was, like note the sarcasm here, you're going to shame yourself after you binge eat. And then you're either going to continue to binge eat because you don't think that you deserve any success and you deserve the pain. And then you're going to eat till your stomach hurts. Or you starve yourself the next day while you're doing cardio at 5 a.m. before all the little hellions wake up. Then you hold out until 2 p.m. and you want to eat your arm off. Or the kids get home after school at 3:39 and as soon as they walk in the door, you feel it all again. The peanut butter is calling. It's okay to feel your feelings, babe. We're human. All of the emotions are welcome. They're not bad. And you're not a bad mom for feeling them, like for feeling resentful towards your kids or upset with your children. You're not a bad mom. You're human. For me, going through the end of a marriage with three kids, loneliness was a big feeling for me. I had never spent time alone. I didn't even know who I was outside of existing for other people. I took some time after that. I actually lived in a van, in a minivan with my cooler. I went on a trip to Kelowna, long story, but basically me, my paddleboard, my cooler, my hammock, lived in a minivan and I just did me. And it was uncomfortable as fuck, but it was the most freeing thing I've ever done for myself. And I journaled and I had a good time. And I learned that there's a huge difference in loneliness and solitude. And when I spent time leaning into my feelings and emotions and leaning out of the pantry, that's when everything changed for me. I became more concerned with living for myself than for pleasing other people and trying to get their love. Girl, you gotta get good with you. You gotta love yourself. You gotta stop coping with food. You gotta stop coping with buying shit that you don't need. That was another big one for me. How can I shift my state? Because I don't want to feel these feelings. I don't even know what these feelings are. How can I shift my state? I can do some online shopping. I can buy some things on Amazon. I can head out to the store right now and buy something. Better yet, I could buy some Oreos. I bet that would solve the problem. So stop detaching from the emotion. Stop smothering it in peanut butter and hoping that dopamine hit is going to get you through. In the Badass Babe Squad, we coach self-love and acceptance, along with a plan for physical activity and nutritional knowledge and all of that. Change isn't going to last from shame and from self-loathing. It might drive you at the start, might light a fire under your ass, but it will become self-defeating in time. The clients that get the best results in the Badass Babe Squad are the ones who surrender to the process. The clients who see the best results are the ones who stay in the arena when everyone else is running out. The clients who see the best results in the Badass Babe Squad are the ones who commit to a year working with our coaches and our fellow babes. Stop cheating yourself. Stop cheaping out on yourself. You deserve more. You deserve to be a wild woman, confidently dancing naked in the mirror, shameless and sexy as fuck. A happier, healthier, more confident life is waiting for you. That's all I got for you today, babe. If you got value from today's episode, if something really landed for you, do us all a solid and share this on your social media that you've been listening. Words of affirmation are my top love language, and I'd love it if you tagged me and let me know that you got some value. Until the next episode. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Evolved. If you got value today, you can show me some love by screenshotting this episode and tag me on Instagram at CoachXTeenCardenas and let me know your biggest takeaway. If you want to work with me to hit your goals, shoot me a message while you're sharing and let's get the convo started. Until next time, much love.